All right.
What do you got?
How are you thinking that you're going to back in first to try to get like soft landing, or is it back in Iowa for some
reason? Well, I think we'll just see how the game goes. Ultimately, I think we'd like to utilize, you know, Lou in a softer landing spot than maybe in the ninth up one, if we can do that. But, you know, we obviously look for our best matchups, and, you know, we'll evaluate it throughout the course of the game and see what makes the best sense, not just for Lou, but for us to win the game. Yeah, I think Lou has an opportunity to get back to that closing role. You know, Danny has done a great job in the time that Lou's been away. So, but again, we talk about the importance of getting outs in that bullpen. So the culture down there is about, you know, getting 27 outs, and there isn't necessarily defined roles. And I think that's kind of how we're looking at it as of now.
What was the message to Nick Allen, and what do you think he gained from being here?
Well, he got his feet on the ground, and he got to experience what the speed of the major league game looks like, you know, on all levels, offensively, defensively. I think it was a good showing for Nick in general, and you know, a basic message to Nick was to go get at bats and go play every day. You know, split your time between shortstop and second base, and you know, just continue to go perform.
Do you think that we're still at a point where the pitchers are ahead of the hitters in general in the game?
It looks that way from the statistical standpoint. You know, there's some talk about the baseballs and different issues impacting, you know, offense. Obviously, it always starts out cold, and that creates some difficulties for hitters. I hated hitting in the cold.
California. Too.
Yeah, I think you're gonna see a balance. I think, you know, going forward.
When it's that way, what do you notice? Hitters late on pitches, or the timing is off, or what do you notice in that stage when they say the pitchers are ahead of the hitters?
Yeah, I think it's a timing issue. I really do. I think hitters, you know, are adjusting to, you know, a lot of different things during the course of the season, especially in the beginning, with, you know, how they feel, how their body's reacting to playing every day, and then just the amount of at bats that you get. The more you get, the you know, I think the better your timing becomes, and the more consistent your swing gets. And you know, with that shortened spring training, I think the most at bats we had from any one individual was 35. So at this point now, they're reaching into the hundreds if you count the spring training at bats, and they're starting to, I think, you know, come into a time frame where they're going to catch up to that pitcher matchup.
Do you notice any outward frustration with shifting hitters?
Nothing that hasn't been in the game for a little while. You hit that line drive one hopper over the top of second base, and there's a guy standing there. I remember back in 2015, being a hitting coach, recently out of uniform in 13, where the shift really wasn't that popular in 13. And I would have shifted me as a hitter. Unfortunately, they didn't. But Matt Kemp hit a line drive. And you know, I had been preaching to Matt, just use the middle of the field, use the middle of the field. Line drive, one hopper, there's the shortstop, like boom, boom, and he comes back as caught. So much for using the middle of the field, right? So, yeah, there's that usual frustration.
Yeah. Speaking of at bats in the minors, you got a guy at AAA who's just tearing it up right now. How do you assess that, you know, AAA to majors? And obviously, you've got a catcher. So, how do you sort of process that and determine whether when you give him a shot?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, from an organization standpoint, Billy and David and Dan and the discussions of the right timing, you know, for Langeliers. I think he's swinging the bat exceptional. But when you dive into the pure data and you try to assess what you're talking about, the quality of AAA and how it relates to the major league level and how they're comparables and how do you evaluate that, I think you've got to use both data and I think you've got to use, you know, your eyes. And So we'll jump into that deeper, but you know, there is a difference in competing at the major league level every day and competing in AAA.
How's Steven Vogt? What's his progress been like?
No baseball activity yet. Here he comes. He's got a glove on, so that's good. Steven, how you doing?
Great.
There it is. Perfect. Steven's doing great. So, the baseball activity. He'll be throwing today. So.
The term short-term memory, was that something it's preached a lot in baseball? Is it something you utilize as a player? Something that you use toward the players?
Yeah, I think you know you've got to be able to turn the page. It's difficult. We play every single day. You know, I don't know if there's another sport that plays every single day, and you have to learn how to make the adjustments and forget about yesterday and really focus on today. So we talk about that.
Was it something you adopted quickly in your career, your playing career, or did you have to learn it?
I think it takes some time to be able to let things go, because you're at a young age, you know, competing to prove you belong here. And the hardest thing to do is to stay here. The easiest thing to do in my mind is to get here. And that's, you know, what I think a lot of the young players feel when they get here is that I have to be great, I have to do it now. And that pressure and that expectation level they put on themselves is really high.
We've been very successful with the running game in the first 3 weeks of the season. And as a fact, if not for the running game, probably you would have been shut out yesterday. Yourself, you stole a whole bunch of bags when you were a player. Is this something we're going to see a lot from these A's this year, the running game?
Well, we've got to do things to create offense, especially when you know we're not hitting. And I think you will see some differences in the way we've played here over the last few years. You know, that being said, we still have to be successful at what we're doing, and fortunately right now we've done a good job at picking, you know, our right times to steal bases, as we did yesterday with Brownie. I think we caught Brownie off guard with telling him, hey, it's time to go, time to steal. So, but you know, fortunately he was safe and it did produce a run, and I think we're going to have to continue to look at ways to do things in that manner.
Irvin, after his last start, was talking about how, you know, he has this reputation and a wish of being a strike thrower, but that there's this balance you got to strike. You can't throw strikes all the time. And I don't know if Jeffries might have fell into that a little bit last night. He didn't walk anybody, but he gave up some hits. Is that the hardest thing for a guy who's not a high velocity guy to learn about the majors?
Yeah, when to be in the zone, when to be out of the zone. I think that's a development issue where you really start to understand when a hitter starts to get a better look at you, and you can tell by the take, or you can tell by the swing and foul ball, that the hitter may be on a certain pitch that you're throwing in a certain area. So making that adjustment, that comes with time, and how to set hitters up and how to pitch to your strengths but the hitter's weakness, for sure.
Is it valuable for you guys to get a look at what Danny can teach us in that role when he's out, just getting those kinds of situations, with 9, 6 situations?
Yeah, anytime you know you get looks at guys in different roles or different situations, you know you're able to maybe assess you know how well or how you know maybe not so well they perform in it, based on you know whether it's leverage or non-leverage or how they control their emotions. And I think Danny's done a phenomenal job at all of those things.
All right, thanks everybody.
Hey, thanks for your time.
All right, thanks guys. So, I'm gonna go have some fun.